It's as if the brushstroke has just leapt off the canvas and is now coursing through the air. My name is Dorothy Lichtenstein. I was married to Roy for close to 30 years. You could look at the history of art, of painting, as a history of the brushstroke. It's just such a significant symbol.
This is Roy Lichtenstein's Brushstroke Group, conceived in 1996 and then built after his death in 2006. I'm Jack Cowart, the executive director of the Roy Lichtenstein Foundation.
I keep feeling like it's going to kiss the red and blue stroke, like it's leaning over. I'm Ruth Fine, and I was a curator at the National Gallery of Art for many years, but now retired, and very happy to be living just around the corner from this wonderful sculpture by Lichtenstein. You may be aware of Roy Lichtenstein's early work, the giant comics. Many of them had beautiful blonde-haired girls saying, oh no, in big bubbles above their heads. But he also was fascinated from very early in his career with the brushstroke.
Roy made brushstroke paintings, he made brushstroke collages, he made brushstroke chairs, he made a brushstroke table. For him, it developed into an almost a signature effect, an icon of his work as a painter who loved painting, but also wanted to morph it into every other medium possible.
Here he looked at that and thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to actually make that, you know, a hard object?
Roy left a number of projects on the drawing board when he died in 1997, and he left us with a small model that was about a foot long. But his assistant knew how to blow them up to their full scale. In 2005, the Duane Morris Law Firm, working with the Philadelphia Museum of Art and the Fairmount Park Art Association, agreed to support the installation of this sculpture because it was the most complex, it was the most interesting, and it seemed like we would have the most fun with it.
This weighs 14,000 pounds, and yes, it feels delicate, light.
The one thing about all of Roy Lichtenstein's brushstroke sculptures is they are always more complicated to do than they appear. The launched green brushstroke is not really holding itself up. It's actually this orange and white twisted element that has all of the bolts through it, which hold down that big arc of green paint. It keeps it from falling over.
I think the best way to see the sculpture is to walk around it and look at it from every direction that you can possibly have access to, because wherever you stand looking at it, you see an entirely different work. Sometimes they seem extremely thin with no dimension at all. It's like a line drawing rather than a piece of sculpture, and then you go someplace else and it's extremely wide and rhythmic.
Roy always had an interest in jazz and in music, and I feel that this piece is one of his most musical and one of his most jazzy. It is really an improvisation.
I think what's really does come through in this is his sense of joy.